Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Alex King, CEO of Talon Resources, as the company prepares to kick off its maiden diamond drilling program at the Eagle Lake Gold Project in Ontario. Following encouraging surface results, Talon has brought drilling forward from the fourth quarter and expanded the program from 1,000 to 1,375 meters, with 11 holes planned across four priority targets. The company has also used Minimal's Prism machine learning platform to refine exactly where those holes will go, with the program fully funded and permitted and drilling expected to begin in the first half of September. Alex, welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. How's life?
All good, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, you've accelerated this program and increased it by nearly 40% following those phase one results. What gave you the confidence to move faster and drill more? And of the four targets that you're testing, where do you see the greatest potential for that first significant discovery?
Well, there's quite a few elements to this. I mean, as you've alluded, we did some machine cut channel sampling only a couple of months back, and the results were really quite compelling. We had really good grades, and more significantly across some really good widths, which I know we've gone over previously. So that was, we had a load of targets that we'd identified, and each of them had some really good stuff to follow up on. So 1,000 meters really was going to be stretched pretty thin across that. But actually, we had a look at the proposed program, and by deploying some experience over planning some of these drill campaigns, by reducing the number of pads, reducing the number of rig moves, and really kind of streamlining the process, we're able to get more bang for our buck, quite simply. So by keeping within the spend budget, we're able to just get more meters for it. And then, of course, as you say, we used our partnership with Minimal to really refine that program down. So yeah, that was the nuancing of the proposed drill azimuths, etc. What is exactly the best way to target what we've seen at surface. So there's a number of elements to it, but bringing it forward to now, we're really quite excited about what the drill bit's going to turn out on the property.
Absolutely. And just going back into that interesting technology angle there, with Minimal's Prism platform combining your geological data with machine learning to refine, see the trench ranks in the 99.9th percentile, and all four drill targets sitting within the top 1.5%. How much has that AI actually changed where you're drilling, and ultimately, what would success from these first 11 holes look like for Talon and Eagle Lake?
Essentially, we're drilling under where we've done the surface sampling. The ranking of the targets is only confirming what we had seen with the what we would call the Mark One eyeball, the old analog style. But the ranking and the percentiles that these targets fall into, and I think the important point to note there is that Minimal's platform is ranking these targets kind of nationally across Canada. And bear in mind, that there's been some really quite high grade material that's been mined across Ontario historically, and will be in the years to come as well, as we know. So that obviously gives us a really, really kind of enormous boost in terms of our level of confidence. If this system is really ranking us as highly as it is against our peers, we're really looking forward to confirming that with the drill bit. But that's what it will boil down to. Watch this space.
So Minimal have been able to take all of the historic data, because I know Ontario has very good systems, isn't it? Everybody has to probably show what it is. They've been able to put all of that historic data, which you're probably not going to be able to do in parts of Africa and other parts of the world where effectively nobody knows what anybody else is doing. So the fact that it is in a first world, very good jurisdiction allows that situation to occur more easily, I presume.
That's right. Yeah. As you say, Ontario specifically, you report your exploration data openly to the market, and it's there in the public domain. And you know, not only that, but you standardize all your logging codes, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, the quality of that data input into a machine learning platform is really quite good. But you know, the real value of this is minimal, being able to process that lightning fast and, you know, rationalize all of that and rank all of those targets in, you know, what I can only assume is minutes versus what would take an analog team to do that in, you know, what I can only assume would be months. So, you know, that's been really valuable for us. And equally, you know, it goes outside of Eagle Lake. We're working with Minimal on a number of potential opportunities using their technology to help us, you know, rationalize targets in a very capital efficient way.
So just remind people where you're going to be drilling this 1,350 meters now, as opposed to the 1,000 meters that we originally thought was going to happen, and that was going to happen, you know, a few months ahead. I suppose one, the question is, how have you managed to get the drill rig so quickly to do it? And two, what are the results on surface that you're then going to be drilling underneath?
Sure. Okay. So, I mean, the availability of the rig, we're obviously working very closely with our team on the ground over there. They actually have really strong relationships with the drill contractors. So the rigs were there. The hard part was getting the crew to man it, because at this time of year, I'm told, you know, the Yukon is absolutely every drill rig in Canada goes up to the Yukon for a very narrow window of drilling. So actually having the crew was the hard part. But by using those relationships, we managed to get that locked in. And as I say, the site mobilization, or sorry, the site preparation is done. So the rig and the crew will be there imminently. And that drill bit will be spinning. In terms of the targets, we've got, you know, two areas of Fournieri Bay we call West and East, Cedar Trench and Moss Knoll. Those are our four targets. Actually, you know, East Fournieri, Cedar and Moss Knoll were sampled during our machine channel sampling program of you know, a couple of months ago. So we're following up on some really good bits. I don't have the actual numbers in front of me, but we obviously announced them in our announcement of this week. So, you know, we've got some really good material that we can follow up on. And, you know, we're not chasing it deep. You know, bear in mind that this is material that's outcropping at surface. You know, we want that in drill core, and we want to show that continues at depth. You know, logic would dictate that it will. So let's see that in some drill core, and let's get that assayed, and let's get the integrity of that data quality really, you know, bumped up. West Fournieri is an interesting one. We didn't sample that in our first program, because actually the best data that came out of West Fournieri and the historic work was actually in the drilling. So there were two holes in particular that really caught our attention. One of those we are going to be twinning. So, you know, that's an important point, because, you know, we don't only want to be drilling new targets. There is the historic database that will remain historic until such time as we demonstrate that actually that data is verified. So by actually twinning one of those historic holes and hopefully demonstrating that what we get is a very close analog to what was intersected 30, 40 years ago, that will only increase our confidence in the existing database that we inherited when we took on the project. And actually one of those holes we're calling 8512, so it was drilled in 1985. Really, really good grade and width, you know, the numbers that we've reported. But what's interesting about it is that actually not all of the hole was sampled. And, you know, if we apply a value of, you know, trace elements of gold across the bits that aren't sampled, we're talking about intercepts north of 25 meters over a gram. You know, that's not a number that we can quote, but, you know, if we can replicate that hole and get an intercept in that quantum, that's a really compelling you know, data set for us. So between the two Fournieri Bays, West and East, Cedar Trench and Moss Knoll, which kind of fills in the gap between the two, you know, we've got a really, really kind of scaled exploration target. You know, we're talking 500 meters or so north to south and the best part of a kilometer east to west. Yeah, and that's only the southwest corner of the property. So, you know, we're focusing on where the data already exists and is at its best quality, but we're leaving a huge amount of the property still really to be explored. So plenty of work still to do after this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the Cedar Ridge one that was 99 point whatever the percentage was, I don't remember, prediction of striking gold, I presume. What does that percentage actually mean?
It means, I mean, obviously this is an internal metric to Minimal's platform, but it effectively says that in terms of prospectivity, it puts us up there with the best of the best. Obviously, yeah, my job is to go improve that now with the drill bit. But, you know, our Cedar Trench samples, you know, that's where we had the coarse visible gold that we put out on our socials and in our press releases, you know, meters at I believe, north of 20 grams per tonne. So, you know, really, really good material. So, you know, let's get that in some drill core and let's demonstrate that continues to depth.
99.something%, you almost have to be very bad at drilling not to hit gold there.
Well, no pressure. But again, you know, Cedar Trench is really interesting because, unlike, you know, Fournieri Bay, the mineralization at Cedar Trench is what we'd refer to as a stockwork. So it's very chaotic, veins cutting across themselves. It's more of a kind of a mass tonnage style target than a traditional kind of, you know, distinct vein like you would get up at Fournieri Bay. And actually, that's where the value of the geostatistical work that Minimal brings really, really showed, because they were able to really kind of refine the direction that we were going to drill those holes in and the depth, and, you know, in their own words, you know, really maximize the bang for the buck for the meters that we're committing down there. So, you know, I'm really excited to see the core that comes out of that, because, you know, we had some beautiful stuff at surface.
So if there is stock work from this, do you believe then on your ground there is a, you know, a geothermal gold little volcano, if you like, so that there will be a bit that, you know, is the rich vein that's come up from the mantle?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a setting called Archean Lode Gold, so we're shear zone hosted gold. So really, we're targeting where these structures are allowing these fluids to conduit. And, you know, what's really interesting about this is that our highest grade surface sampling is on this lineament between Parker Shear and Moss Knoll along this kind of east west or northeast southwest lineament. But as I said, you know, Fournieri Bay and Cedar Trench lie several hundred meters north and south of that northeast southwest trend. So we've got this really broad, you know, what looks like a mineralized envelope around where we think the major structure goes. And that hole that we stick under Moss Knoll will hopefully demonstrate that, you know, that there is a structure that runs between all of these targets that may or may not be the conduit for some of the mineralization. But again, you know, we'll know an awful lot more once we've got the core and we've managed to tie that all together into 3D. You know, at the moment, all our understanding is in two dimensions. And that's the real value of the drill bit, is that we're going to hopefully be able to tie that up into something that's approaching a 3D model.
Yeah, and with 1,350 meters going no further than what, you're not really going any deeper than 100, 150 meters?
Yeah, so most of our target intercepts are around the 50 meters depth mark. So, you know, we're not going deep, but at this stage we don't need to. We need to demonstrate that the continuity from surface downwards. And, you know, the nice thing about these targets generally is that the deeper you go, the better they tend to get. So let's demonstrate what we can do with a limited drill budget now. But, you know, the hope is that it drives some real value for us.
And the scenario then is, if you're able to map that, are Minimal then able to use that data and effectively go deeper with a model rather than you having to drill? It doesn't mean you won't drill, but
I mean, look, yeah, whatever we predict, we're going to want to stick a drill hole through and confirm. You know, as we've said previously on a number of our conversations, you know, mineral exploration is an analog business. You know, we need core, we need samples, we need to be able to see this with our own eyes. Yeah, the real value, certainly on the Eagle Lake property with our partnership with Minimal, is the predictions. You know, where do we think we're going to be able to intercept the best material and get the best bang for our buck out of our drilling? And as you say, the more data we produce, the better their predictions get. So, you know, we are really only scratching the surface with the partnership. This first phase of drilling will then go and inform the next phase of drilling that we do. And I'm sure that Minimal's platform will be a core part of that planning.
And in the RNS, you stated that, you know, drilling's going to commence in the next number of days, week, if you like. Can you give us any more on that?
Well, so look, I mean, you know, where we are at the moment, we're having to use helicopter assisted drilling. It sounds pretty over the top, but of course this is Northern Ontario. It's the way things are done. Yeah, we don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. There are weather window potential complications. You know, as what I can say is that our slots are scheduled. The crew is there. The rig is available. The site is prepped. And as soon as that rig's on site, then we'll be announcing that to the market. But watch this space. I'm sure it's imminent.
Very good. Well, it all sounds very exciting. I mean, ultimately, if you achieve any factor of this, then your share price is going to be significantly higher than it is today. So good luck.
Well, thank you very much. No, we are excited, and I'll look forward to speaking again at the other end of the program.
Okay. Very good. We'll say Alex King, CEO of Talon Resources. Thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Speak soon.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.